Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to We're Not Making This Up.
We're not making this up. I'm Jerry Blindfold, and I'm here with...
I'm Tony McFarson.
And today we're going to be discussing...
We're going to be talking about the mythical town of Canton, Ohio.
Canton, Ohio. You've got that right. Sort of extending upon the idea of our previous recording of Can, we added a ton in front of that.
And as you you might not be aware, this is not a place where they store pallets of your favorite beans.
Nope. Nope, nor is it a place where they store soup, which you can drink straight out of the cylindrical can. Instead, Canton is a mythical place with citizens called Cantonians.
Cantonians, yes. The Cantonians are legendary for so many of their diverse and interesting attributes.
Why don't you name some of the famous Cantonians and what they're famous for?
Well, of course, there's Barry Bruce, the famous Cantonian. He was a togaist, which is a person that almost exclusively wears a toga. The only periods when they might not be wearing a toga are when they go out and hunt the wild fowl, which is an experience that happens in late October to early November, and this is a practice where you go all the way, so you're wearing nothing, as it were, and you go and you hunt the wild fowl outside of Canton.
Fascinating. Why don't you tell them about Harry Spallinger?
Harry Spallinger. Now, this is an interesting case. So when we were researching for this, we came up with a lot of different things about Harry Spallinger, and there's kind of this myth of him.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. He is across the board.
Right.
True
Renaissance man.
True Renaissance man, yes. But what we actually found out is, besides being this incredible artist, he was actually a major lumberjack. But he was in it for the looks and not for the wood.
Right, right. And the fascinating thing about his being a lumberjack is that his father was a lumberjack, as well as his grandfather, back for how many generations was it?
It's somewhere between 7 and 15.
15 generations. Can you imagine that? Of lumberjacking, all in Canton, Ohio. Now, those are just some famous examples of Canton, Ohio, but we're here to talk about the town. Why don't you tell them about the geography of this southeastern Ohioan state?
Well, this place in southeastern Ohio, definitely not northeastern Ohio, Canton, Ohio has a very interesting geography because one of the things that it's known for is sort of this parallelism, where they actually built a city. And then the people were so dissatisfied with that city that they built a second city on these stilts above the first city.
Yeah. It's Canton and Nicot is the parallel city. It's a fascinating thing that they've done there. And if you go there, it's not only just fascinating geography, because, you know, one is raised on a hill and the other is farther down the hill. It's also fascinating architecture. How can you build a city above another city? It was a challenge, but they did it.
Yeah, they did it. And there's a couple buildings, specifically the Tech Building, which has...
Remind me of its name?
The Tech Building.
The Tech Building.
TEC. Right. For the massive industry there, in telecommunications, education, and commerce. And the Tech Building has a has an elevator that actually takes you from one level to the other level of the city. The building is literally so big that it goes through two cities.
Is that the only point of transit between the two cities?
It is. It's a service elevator, and it gets a little crowded. You don't want to be there on a Friday at 4:45, I can tell you.
Yeah. Speaking of that building and, you know, how it is so central to the economy there, why don't you speak a little bit towards, because you're the expert, really, in Canton, Ohio.
Right.
Why don't you tell me about what the economy is like there?
Okay, so the economy is really interesting because the lower level of the city, the original Canton, has a very traditional economy. A lot of it is built around, you know, local retail. But as you get into the upper level, the upper level of the city.
Well, upper level, literally and symbolically, because, tell them.
Because this level of the city is built much more on kind of this global commerce trade. So what we're looking at here is a city that literally the wealth is coming in from so many more places because of their raised status.
Right. There was a problem with segregation. And, you know, you've all heard about the government putting cocaine into black communities in the 70s through, you know, even up until the 90s in New York and Chicago, etc. But you did not hear about it in Canton. It's weird how this has flown under the radar. Because it is a boiling point of American history and sort of the tensions which exist right now. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. I did some independent research, but in the latest election, the highest death toll related to hate crimes was actually in Canton, Ohio.
Is that accurate? I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's really unfortunate. There were several riots that broke out before and after the election of Donald Trump. It's concerning, and there are actually a lot of studies going on there right now to see how these things develop over time. Things are getting better, though.
Things are getting better, yeah. I saw a new stat, a poll, if you will, about the upcoming...
Conducted by...
It was conducted by The Start Company.
The Start.
I don't know if you know of them. They're independent polling, independent pollster. And one of the things they were looking at is this upcoming election of the new mayor. So one of the things that happens is that when there's a new mayor, there are two, right? Because there's a mayor elected for the upper level and then one for the lower level.
Elected simultaneously.
Simultaneously. Right. What's happening this time...
Correct me if I'm wrong. They have to run on the same ballot.
Yes, they do have to run on the same ballot. Right. So it gets a little tricky. So what's happening this time is really interesting because it's two twins that were estranged at birth that have
wait, two pairs of twins or is it one twin?
One twin on each side. Okay. So one's name is Harry and the other one's Steve. And they were estranged at birth, and independently, they have both found their way into the political sector. And what they're doing is both running. So Harry is running for the lower level, and then Steve is running for the upper level.
Yeah, right. And part of their campaign is literally running. It's wild. They run around town with these huge banners, and people just look at them, and what do they say?
Well... One of the major banners that was going on, to come back to an earlier point, they were talking about the Togaists, and they were
talked about one Togaist, but to be clear, in Canton, Ohio, toga-ing is the most popular activity.
Oh, absolutely. You go down the main street on a Saturday afternoon, and you're going to see crowds of people in beautiful, white linens, walking the streets. And so they were rallying the Togaist support by going for runs in the full toga gear.
Right.
Which led to a couple of...
But the banners.
The banners, yes. And so they had these banners behind them, beautiful banners. And the banners were... I don't know, do you remember the exact political statement that was on the banners?
Togaists, please...
Yes, this is it, yeah.
We need your vote to stop them. That's the controversial statement which was said. And, you know, them was ambiguous.
Mm.
But I think, you know, knowing that the Togaists lived on the Lower East Side.
Right.
You know, they were sort of combating the non-Togaists of the West Side, and so that got some controversy.
Yeah. I mean, even the politicians themselves were wearing togas during this activity, which
you know, some they got some hate for because they're not originally from Canton.
No, they're not originally from Canton. They've just found their way to this beautiful part of the country. So it's sort of, it's a little controversial right now. It's kind of a little bit of a hot topic. You don't want to necessarily bring it up.
But that's what we're here for. We want to bring you guys the hot scoop on topics like these.
Exactly. Exactly. That is exactly what we're here for.
Right.
So looking at this political climate this year, we're not exactly sure what's going to happen. But what could happen is that neither of these brothers get elected, which is sort of the concern of many of the people, because they think it would be kind of advantageous to have this set of twins that have kind of this telepathic myth about them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you may not know this, but I refer to point one about my name. I'm actually a twin.
Really? Really? Is that true?
I believe my name was Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry, yeah.
Right. And my twin's name is Reggie.
Reggie, really? Okay, this is interesting. Let's hear about this.
And we are also telepathic.
Mm.
So I do understand how that could be advantageous for two leaders of cities so typically divided.
Right.
How that could bridge the gap. And I think it will. Canton is such a peculiar case of separation, and I feel like these twins have the opportunity to really finally unite Canton with Nicot.
Yes, Canton and Nicot will be ruled by one mind, essentially, which I think will bring these two beautiful places together.
Right, and beautiful. We haven't much talked besides, the hierarchy, literally, of the place, but I cannot express to you the beauty of this place. The hills are green and rolling forever, and the sky is only ever blue, and there are great evergreens everywhere in the town with houses that look like mansions. Walking in Canton, and even in Nicot, is truly a wonderful experience. I recommend everyone go there. Why don't you tell them about the experience you most recently had there, where you went on the city tour, if I'm not mistaken.
I went on a city tour about a week ago when we were researching for
this.
Was
it only a week ago?
It was only a week ago, yeah. I mean, time's really flying by. I went down there, and they have a very interesting system where they sort of take you on this double-decker bus, and you go through the lower levels of Canton, and then they take the bus, apart, and they put them, and they put them, they take the bus apart, and then right. They put the pieces in the elevator,
then they take... This may sound weird to listeners, it's actually a bus designed to come apart.
Yeah.
Right, so...
Yeah.
They actually cut it in fourths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Split the fourths right up, tuck it in.
Yeah. So they tucked it into the elevator, right. And then they brought it up in pieces and then reassembled it, and then we were able to kind of continue on our right. bus ride up through Nicot. And but what was really striking was the difference between sort of this beautiful Nicot and a little bit more run-down kind of old-school Canton, and sort of just the changes there.
We're going to have a difference of opinions here. In my opinion, Nicot is what Canton, it's trying to be what Canton already is. Again, I cannot express to you how much I recommend you go here and experience it for yourself, because it really is quite an experience, but Canton has this really rich history, and it has these buildings designed, for example, by Alex... Granton?
Alex Granton, yeah. Right?
And also of, his name is slipping me.
Andrew,
Heatherfield. Heatherfield.
Andrew Heatherfield, yeah.
Right. Those buildings are immaculate, and they have this early 1900s design, and it's hard to compete with that, right? And what the architects of Nicot tried to do was replicate that style. Right, but and make it modern, and what in using limestone and things like that, they sort of, I think they cheapen Nicot, and while it is beautiful architecture, and some of the more modern buildings are very sleek and admirable, I think that Canton really has the richer feel.
Yeah, it definitely has a much more of a feeling of deeper history. I mean, when you go to Nakat, you kind of see this surface level kind of polish to it, but it doesn't have that, like, deep sense that so many generations have lived there.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's also cool, the transition. So, you know, you mentioned the elevator, but we haven't described it, right? This elevator is enormous. It's, you know, it's at the end of Main Street.
Yeah.
And raises up to Main Street.
Right. And so, yeah, through the tech building, yeah.
Right. And so that's getting traffic all day, you know, thousands and thousands of people are going through there, and it is this incredibly wide elevator.
Yeah.
Right? So essentially you drive into it.
Right. Unless you have a bus, in which case the bus has to be disassembled. But yeah, a traditional car can fit in. Yeah.
Right. And then the doors will shut behind you, so it's like a bridge, right? They'll pull it up and right. So and then they'll rise you up, and as you're going up, you can still see the city because there are windows along this elevator, and it is mind-boggling. It's truly a wonder of modern technology.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this elevator has to be able to carry just so much weight on a daily basis, and the people that maintain this elevator, I mean, they're working around the clock. This thing cannot not work. I mean, that would completely desolate the local economies.
Right. So let's talk about why we're really talking about Canton, right? Mm. Last time we talked about cans and what the fact that we have cylindrical cans means.
Right.
What does it mean that no one knows about this beautiful, thriving city? What does it mean that nobody knows about the conflicts that are going on here? What does it mean? Because Canton is beautiful, but I'm sure none of our listeners have ever visited Canton.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think what we're driving at is this general culture of ignorance. That people just don't know what's literally in their backyard.
Or, I mean, probably not literally.
Unless they live there, yeah.
Yeah. And then it would be more difficult for them not to know about Canton.
That's a very fair point.
Yeah. But
Jerry, yeah.
But anyways, I think it's important that you, listener, keep striving to find your own information about things like this.
Mm.
When we said research, I hope you weren't mistaken in thinking that we went to Google.
Oh.
Google Canton, Ohio, and none of this will come up.
No.
Because mainstream sources,
They're hiding it.
Right. And so what I'm encouraging listeners to do is come to us, because we have the sources. We've been to these places. We've talked to these people. You can't trust what you can find in libraries. You can't trust your universities. You can't trust Google. Come to us and we'll have weekly, bi-weekly, who knows, updates for you on the topics of the world.
Yes. So thank you so much for listening. And I look forward to talking with you again about all these things that, well, you probably just don't know about.
You probably just don't know about it, but you can trust us because,
well, we do. And we're not making this up.
We're not making this up. So don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to share. You can hit us up at thisisapodcast@gmail.com.
No.
Or at we'renotmakingthisup@gmail.com.
Probably not either.
Or any other thing at gmail.com.
I mean, sure.
We'll catch you next time. This has been Jerry.
And I think my name started with an S. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Good job.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.